Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome on this lovely fall day. We have a lot in store. Thunder Thigh Review is in the first part of our program. Ooh. And then we talk about the president's speech at the United Nations. We're very interested in the discussion. And then we meet and talk with Dr. Ray Winbush about his trip to Africa and a great deal more. All that coming up. But first, we have to turn us over to WEAA traffic for Metro Baltimore. If you don't live here, just put up with it. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. www.mecu.com. Go to steinershow.org, click on the banner, or just go to mecu.com. Whoops. I just dinged, and the first rule of radio is don't have your cell phone on, and I broke it in front of my guests, and bass is mocking me across the glass. All right.
You don't turn your phone on.
We know we throw you off just a little bit.
It's true. I'm a little shaken. I don't know what to do. I'm a little nervous.
Thighs in the house.
I don't know what I can do with this today. Now, why are we talking like this? Because the Thunder Thigh Review is back. And that means Joyce Scott. How do you describe Joyce Scott? Performer, singer, artist.
Visual and
world-renowned.
The first person to break through the BMA and have a local show. First black woman to have a local show at the BMA. With her wonderful textiles. And so she's part of Thunder Thigh. Kate Lawal Muhammad, who runs the wonderful Womb Works, artistic director.
Also
the
an other half of Thunder Thigh.
Also an international performer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Is with us in the house. I've known these two ladies for a long time.
Yep.
And with them is Rayne Pryor, who I'm directing this new edition of Thunder Thigh's Review.
That's right.
The presumptive princess of Bora Bora.
That's a true story.
Princess Rayne. Winter, spring, summer,
or fall.
Howdy doody. Okay, so.
That's the Howdy Doody show.
It was Howdy Doody, wasn't it?
Yeah. Woo! Miss Doodles.
Right?
Yeah.
So, well, let's take a little history here.
There's a guy who's stalking us in that window, okay?
He was stalking.
Old friend.
All the men will be stalking through the window before this is over.
Yes, I know. Well, one.
That's what happens when you bring their thighs together.
Yes.
Hello. So, first of all, Thunder Thighs Review. Let's take a trip back in history before we talk about what you guys are doing now, women are doing now. This is something the two of you put together back in 1984, performed in 1985.
It's correct. Yes.
Right?
That's right.
I was there at that first performance at MICA of Thunder Thighs Review in 1985.
I do remember that. You were in the first row. A thigh hit you, and I think you had a minor concussion.
Yeah, that's right.
But I didn't complain.
No, he did not. In fact, Kay held your hand the entire way to the
ambulance.
The ambulance to the emergency room. I remember that.
So give our listeners a little history of Thunder Thigh Review, because I really... As Phil Ono said back in those days, I mean, it was something that made you cry, made you laugh, just the whole idea of what this was. And actually, why don't you start, Joyce? Where this, especially your lead character you started with back then.
Yeah, well, Kayla Wall and I were working really hard to be, you know, in-your-face feminist in regard to performance. Certainly, I was doing it in my visual work, but this was an opportunity for us to talk about being African-American women, large African-American women, large, funny African-American women.
Why is it always got to be large?
It's large, because we were big. We had them, how do you say, igniting thighs. If you stood close to us for too long, you might catch on fire.
I love it.
Right.
Bam!
Right.
Well, but it was our ability to have humor and to talk about cogent and these really intense issues of the time. And our best voice was as performing artist. I think it was really important also that this was an era when the performing arts were really happening in Baltimore and you could do alternative and wild stuff.
I think important for me was the therapeutic angle of doing the Thunder Thigh Review. I mean, it's an opportunity to really share where we were, mm-hmm. or where we are, about being a full-bodied performer, the limitations, You know, and it was an opportunity to
What limitations?
Limitations of being cast as a big, full-bodied woman.
You mean like cast in plaster
you know
or something?
What? You know very well what I mean.
Cast on the stage.
Oh, on the stage.
Well.
Yes.
Cast, theatrical cast.
She's caught on.
I'm a visual artist. Yes. I was confused when you because I remember them doing a cast of K-1.
Oh. My husband's listening.
I'm sorry, Elliot.
But it was that.
Yes, there were butts involved in it. Yes, there were big butts involved in it.
There was.
I don't actually know. Rain was like a year old or something.
You weren't even
it?
Born.
I was 14.
Yeah,
at the time.
Oh, that's right. She is old.
Yeah.
So Rain.
What happened?
I mean, how'd you get it? Because the first one you did, you weren't directing the first one, right? Didn't you do this on your own?
Oh, we did have a director.
We had a director from New Orleans.
That was one of the directors, but we had our first
and
director.
And Judith Jackson?
We did have a couple, but our first director was a young white woman from MAP.
Right.
That came out of New York.
Right.
And I wish I remembered her name, but she was brilliant.
She
wanted us to do something with animals. Do you remember
that? Yeah, yeah.
We don't know, but we got very nervous.
Well, actually, she showed us a photograph, and that's when Kay pushed her down the steps.
Yeah. That explains a lot.
Yeah. Right. That was a true story.
Yes. Well, she started with hand puppets. And then we were like, no. I'm not doing that with. No.
Now you have that.
I can't spell aardvark. I'm not doing it with an aardvark.
No, that would not be my first choice in aardvark.
Well, what would be your first choice?
Nothing in the animal realm, actually.
That's not what you said in 1989.
Crazy. But they kind of talked me into it. They said that. They would promise not to give me any of their fat cells if I would direct their piece.
That's exactly what happened.
That's not true.
But it didn't work.
Rain came to us and said, I've heard about the thunder thigh, and I'm anemic.
And I need you.
Could you please transfer some of your magic elixir? And we said, all right.
Now, Rain is getting, you're getting a reputation as a director. You're working on this. This is something that.
Yeah. Oh, she's right? Very good, actually.
She's very good.
I pay you.
She's insightful. She's very shrewd.
Aww.
She's erudite, and she knows how to move two big girls around.
Hello.
That's the truth.
Hello.
Wow, that sounds like a whole nother show.
It does, really. One that we probably can't talk about on the show. Yeah.
She's an excellent director, though. Open and allows us to find our own.
Well, that's what directing should be about.
Yes.
Letting you guys do what you do best.
Yeah. Right?
When the show first began, I was just curious how different it is, how this has transformed
evolved.
Over 30 years, right?
Well, we've both done a lot of one-person work. Kay's done a lot of community work and worked with children. I mixed what I do with the visual work a lot, and I've been doing a lot more music. I think, for me, one of the hallmarks is how we've evolved and matured as women. Coming back and doing this show was very similar because, of course, we like each other. But
speak for yourself.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Eat for yourself, Kate. That's right. They did have a small contretemps. But after that, the police were called. After that, it's all good now. And, you know, Rain was right in the middle. Please. And after Kate hit
down,
her,
ladies.
I think it.
Yeah, we worked that out.
But it's also, I think, the maturity in the material, how we are doing it. We're still funny, but there's a different kind of a maturity in what we do.
When you began this, I remember one of the characters, if I recall right, one of the main characters you portrayed was Bartman.
Yes, right? Sarah Bartman.
Sarah Bartman.
Sachi.
The South African woman who was literally captured and put on
display.
Because of her thighs and her butt, among other things, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So I mean that's a very powerful statement that you did it. I remember that really was striking when you did that.
Well, because I made a costume so that I had her very large buttocks. You know, that supposedly started and remained through selective breeding, people liking that look, and so people inbred that into the women. And there are very few women now who exist like that. That's been bred out of us. But she also was a woman who really wasn't captured. She fell in love and or had a relationship with a white man who then brought her to Europe, took her to high society, and they really didn't want to talk to her very much. They just wanted to look at her and look at her until she became disrobed and then looked at parts of her body as if she were a museum piece. And I mean, a direct line to that is something beautiful that Kay has written about African-American women who are very large in this city and who are gazed at in a sexploitation way, not just as a beautiful woman.
Yeah, it's a powerful piece. I think it's a self-examining piece of self-loathing. And it's about really looking at oneself and trying to elevate on one's physical self and going beyond. I think it's also me trying to say let's take some responsibility for our weight, to looking at the politics of it, you know, the genetically modified foods. What does it mean politically? What's happening with us? And what responsibility we have to take to get out of it.
And if we really see ourselves, I mean, we look at images sometimes of very large women, how they're dressed or undressed. It's like, did you see yourself when you left the house this morning? And going back not that long ago, when sisters came out of the house in the big church hat and the suit and the shoes matched the bag with the gloves, it was this real investment in beauty. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. In elevating yourself beyond what the simplest answer to that question was. And some of what we watch now is the basis, simple equation about what beauty is, which is nakedness, you know what I mean, or wholeness, or mm-hmm. or you're very old, but you're still looking like a booty girl in
wrinkles.
In the, yeah, a wrinkled booty girl in the, and you can tell that I'm not very hip because I said booty girl. In the videos and stuff, you know. It's very difficult for us because we believe in the respect and pride and the aesthetic of the African-American woman. Because along with that is intelligence. And beauty and swagger and pride and
power
and great deference to the past and power.
Yeah, right. And I'm curious, you know, Rain, I mean,
yes.
You didn't see, so you weren't around to see the previous incarnations of the Thunder Thigh Review.
No, my mother wouldn't let me.
The police wouldn't let you.
That too.
Many people wouldn't let you, but I mean, I'm sure that's true. I almost wasn't allowed to go. But I'm curious, talk about how you saw it.
Well, when they first came to me with the concept, I really didn't know what I was walking into. I just love both Kay and Joyce and just said, why not? When I first heard the first reading, that when I looked at what we were going to be doing and the issues that they talk about, I thought that, one, their humor was so, it's funny, it reminded me of my dad in terms of they're not afraid to go to that edge and bring you back. There's nothing that's crossed the line. You know what I mean? Like they're not afraid to cross that line. And I enjoy that. I enjoy the risks that they take. I enjoy that they're talking about some really deep personal issues in a very topical, poignant, prolific way. And that, to me, is juicy to work with. No pun intended.
It's called a juicy. Yes,
so he gives you juice.
She said juicy.
You juice.
She did say juicy.
She said juicy.
She said juicy.
Juicy.
Back to the Yom Kippur. Juicy.
What are you trying to say here?
Shalom, baby. L'chaim. So look,
you
want to
eat? You want to eat?
So, but like, you know, you said something that I think Kate really should speak to. You said we weren't afraid to go cross that line.
Right.
But you've talked about your fears of crossing the line, but still crossing the line.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm, you know, the fear, the anxiety that is involved with being a performer to be exposed is a challenge. But once you step out, you have to. I mean,
right.
Doing this work, you got to go all the way, or it's dull, it's unfulfilling. So it's nothing else to do but to do it.
And what's exciting for me is I get to work with true artists, so I get to
Thank
watch
you.
This. you know, I really feel I haven't done anything, to tell you the truth, other than to walk here, stand here, this will happen here, because they're so who they are. And I really just want them to be who they are. They're not trying to be, do you know what I mean? Other, like, there's little things here and there, like little beats we'll work on or whatever, but it's really about owning their own essence. And how do you, the audience, how are you going to perceive that essence of who they are? Mm-hmm. And I just think I'm so lucky that, you know, I get to be a part of watching them shine as bright as they can. I mean, that's the point, I think, of a director anyways, that you should, your actors should shine as best as they can. It's really not about anything I've done at all.
I do want to add that I do think that process, we keep saying it's companioning,
mm-hmm.
that you're walking along with us.
Absolutely.
And that was really important for us to do, because Joyce and I can just go off and be mm-hmm. mad.
Yes,
you
know, you can.
But you walking along with us sometimes, you know, help us to guide us to go. It's a very smooth, gentle, very zen. I've been enjoying the whole process.
Also, when you talk about... when she talks about companioning, and when you say, like, I didn't really, I felt that Kay and I a few times were doing exactly what we'd done in the past. And you would come in and say, try it this way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which was a complete switch. And when we saw it that way, which is the new eye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then it changed how we did, how the dominoes fell.
Right.
You know, two or three sequences down. Mm-hmm. And that is what I find you very shrewd at. I thought that was great.
Because this piece, I mean, for our listeners who don't know Thunder Thigh Review, I mean, it's serious, it's comedy, it's music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, the two of you singing.
Yeah.
You know,
she got a full band.
Ray Pryor sings.
You're singing?
I'm not. No, not really.
Yes, she is.
Not really, or what does that mean?
Well, that means that if we, like, you know,
they like me.
If Kay brings the pistol and we force her on the stage, she might do a little scatting.
But with Joyce Scott.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So and there's a full band, as we just said.
Yes, and I'll be doing most of the singing. Kay will be singing, too. She always says, I'm not singing.
You know, I got that old blues sound.
like the really old blues sound.
And if you haven't heard Joyce Scott sing.
I know.
You need to hear Joyce Scott
so
sing.
It's so beautiful.
Me?
Says, you know, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you, guys.
It's wicked.
Yeah.
It's wicked.
And you and Leah Gilmore would do those things together?
Yes.
Those wouldn't.
The sainted Leah Gilmore.
Sainted.
The Russian princess.
Now the Siberian princess.
Yes, the Siberian princess.
The black Siberian princess. Yeah. but.
Well, she's a black Russian. That's the whole
thing. She is now.
Yeah.
But I wonder how it's changed for you over these years. This is 30 years since you've done this almost, but you began it.
Well,
and you're different women, and you're older women, and it's not the.
Well, can I say real quick how I think it's changed?
Yeah.
I mean, from someone who walked in on it and got to see little clips here and there, you watch, you have two choices. You can either stay the way that you are and you're comfortable in your set, or you can mature and evolve. And I think in this piece, this new review, this reunion, there's an evolution of who they have become as serious women and serious activists. You know, the growth, even in the maturity of even the art, the visual concepts are presented. And I think that's the fun thing, is you get to, if you know what they did before and you see what's going on now, it's not even a reinvention as it is an evolution.
I think our writing skills, too.
Absolutely.
For both of us, our writing has evolved.
Really. I was thinking about it, because I've not seen, I didn't have a chance to get to a rehearsal before we did this. So I've not seen what you did, but I was thinking it has to have changed, because the two of you have, over the years, evolved and are just, you know, still zany, crazy, brilliant artists, but have changed a lot with the time, as is your art.
Yeah, it's even if we don't speak directly to it, we are living in the 21st century,
right.
A whole new century, and we have a biracial president. Even if we don't speak exactly to it, that influences and colors.
No pun
how
intended.
We proceed, yes. How we proceed and what we do.
Because that is a growth. Here's two brilliant artistic women, two brilliant artistic black
Thank
women.
You.
Yes.
I'm very serious. Who did put on the Thunder Thighs Review, which was a revolutionary theatrical happening when it first happened in 1985. It was it had not been done before. It was taking, you know, was turning minstrel on its head.
Yes.
Whatever the word I'm trying to say is.
That's what they said about us in Europe.
You know,
that's
exactly
what
they said.
What they
said.
And I think that's this on the next level. I think it's taking the stuff that we don't want to say right now because of the fact that we have a biracial president, mm-hmm. and they're not afraid to say it, and they're talking about being black women and full-figured black women in a way that we don't want to discuss it. I mean, the politics of this piece and the things they touch upon in terms of weight and self-deprecation and self-love is so profound. You know what I mean? You have your Oprahs, you have your Jennifer Hudsons, you have these people trying to fit into a model that society says is this. And you have, on one end, you have the one who accepts her fullness, and then you have the one who's not, who would like to be less, a little bit less of the fullness just because it's healthy, not because they need to fit into a model. And I think there's a lot of that that comes out.
I think so.
In the work here. For you guys.
Right. And that comes out of us really doing honest work and honest mm-hmm. piece about where we really are. And mm-hmm. I think that was quite profound, the way that came about.
So you spent a lot of time rewriting this and writing it over the last year or what?
No.
Almost
really?
A year. It's been like year. six months of really envisioning what we wanted
right.
to do. We would talk around it, you know, joke around it, talk around it, think about how to do it. But we've been doing snicklets and bits and putting together bits because, I like to write in little bits and then she'll do a bit and then we'll build up a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Is animation is a part of it?
Yeah, we're
really?
Doing animation.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Look, we have a full band, animation. I mean, this is actually, if there is an evolution of anything, it is our ability to stage. I mm-hmm. mean, we've really taken advantage of this as a, you know, it's a true theater piece and involved a lot of people in crafting the work for us. And you're right, we did self-direct a lot. So for us to relinquish the power of direction to someone who's younger.
Brilliant.
Someone who's brilliant and has a lot of hair.
And a performer in her own right.
Remember, and that's what we mean by brilliant. And
Rain is doing an off-Broadway production.
That's right.
Completely. No, I went up to see
refocus,
that.
Refocus.
No, seriously.
There's the director.
She's directing. she's the artistic director.
You're absolutely
Strand.
Right.
She's a mom. She's an amazing person. And that was, aww. To watch her balance all of that. Quite amazing.
I'm
she
a
fell
juggler
off the
indeed.
Ball.
Yes, I'm a juggler indeed.
Broke a tooth or two, but she got right back up. Serene Pryor, we all love and adore, even though she has a lisp now. Teeth are broken.
I'm sorry it happened.
I hope you sing something before we're done.
Only if you'll do I Am Changing. That's catchy. It's like, I hope so, my God.
I'm not as fat as I used to be.
Kay's lost 45, 50 pounds.
That's right.
Yes,
save it
lost
for the show.
They're in a suitcase somewhere.
She's giving them to me.
Fat girls need retreads. Rain's like, no, thank you. Yeah, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
So we never tell people what's happening. I should tell them how to get there.
Yeah.
Right? I'll do that.
Rain and I'll sing that while you. We'll sing it when you say it.
Here we go. You ready then?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Okay, so. The Thunder Thigh Review Reunion 2012.
2012.
You can see it at the Theater Project.
Theater Project.
September 27th, September 28th, September 29th at 8 p.m.
All four of them dates, baby.
Come on down.
5 o'clock on September 30th.
Boom.
What a Whee! Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday. Live band theater project. So you can call 410-752-8558. Or you can go to theaterproject.org/shows and you'll see Thunder Thighs there.
Can I assist a theater project?
I think
can
we
get
tickets.
Some tickets?
I think
to
those
the,
tickets available.
The really big fat girls.
All right, come on in.
Thunder Thigh Review.
Hey,
all right.
You can get these tickets to the thigh.
Ooh,
all right.
And Thursday is past the hat night. Yeah. No, that's not a drug term. We want you to give us money.
That's
you
right.
Only bring a hat and no other clothing.
Oh.
No.
That's your show, Mark. That's the March Shiner. Past the naked hat show.
Oh, Monty.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. No, I'm not doing that. Who wants to see a man my age naked? Not too many people.
Well, so, I don't know. He actually is not wearing a shirt now. We're looking at erect nipples right now.
Right now.
Thank
I'm
you,
scared.
Mom.
Shh, I wasn't saying that.
I'm scared.
Sorry.
Oh,
Elliot.
Sing something.
God, it's been all these years I've known you, you know, it's just...
Okay, I'm going to sing one bit from one of the songs that
please,
I wrote.
Please, please.
We've got 1 minute that we're rolling out of here, so sing that bit.
Being alone so cold, on the hottest day you freeze. You can't warm up, nobody's ever touching you. It's the worst punishment, living without heat. Solitary bed, glacial undercovers. Shall I drown in my own tears? Floating backstroking too adept to descend. This bed, unfettered disabuse, too kept to need, unsalvageable, incomplete, a desert.
7, 5, 2, 8, 5, 5, 8. Go to theaterproject.org, online, Thunderfly Review, September 27th through the 30th. You don't want to miss it. And we'll be right back to talk about President Barack Obama and the Middle East. Stay with us. Ha ha ha.